Good morning and welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. I'm Amy Otto, joined by Lee Cantor. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Miss Amy. How are you doing today?
I'm great.
A little frazzled?
No, I'm not frazzled, but you know, it's like midday for me. When my days start at 4:30 a.m.,
I saw that on your Facebook.
Yes, long days these days, but it's all good. It's all good. Life is great. And I'm loving the fact that it's finally starting to be summer.
A lot of rain.
Although my kids are still in school this week. It's not officially summer till
next week?
Yes, next week. Lots of rain. Heard Lake Lanier's up quite a bit.
Yeah, it's almost back to normal.
Yeah, that's great. We knew that would happen. We said that last year at this time, didn't we?
Exactly. We called it.
We predict the future. We have a great show this morning, Lee, and diverse. Gosh, you know, we get a lot of folks that send us nominations for guests. And this morning, a very unique show put together. We have Larry Costin from Take Me Out Tickets. We have Paul Barron from Hometown Times. And we have Eric Stotz from Advantech. So hope all of our listeners will stay tuned and find out what all these great businesses are about. First up, we have Larry. Larry, tell us about Take Me Out Tickets.
I started Take Me Out Tickets about a year and a half ago after practicing law for 3 or 4 years here in town and decided to get out of that business. And what we do is provide premium tickets to fans of sports teams, concerts, and whatnot. You don't have to go to Ticketmaster and stake it out at 10 a.m. on Saturday morning. If you want to pay a little bit of a premium to avoid all that and make sure you get the tickets you want to get, then you would come to us and we would sell you those tickets.
Now, I assume that's probably a natural progression. You become a lawyer, and then you started Take Me Out Tickets. I thought that was really interesting when I read your bio. But the one thing about your bio that really did resonate with me was when you talked about finding the best tickets and your childhood memories of going to athletic events and things along those lines. Tell us about that. You know, when you started the company, what was your inspiration?
Well, my inspiration was, going to an event or a concert or a sporting event. Really, I mean, those are things that people remember. And if you're going, you just don't want to walk up to the box office and sit way upstairs and hardly be able to see the basketball game, for example. If you're just going to that event and you want to go maybe once or twice a year, sit in the best seats. And the reality is in professional sports and college sports in particular, you've got to be a donor, an alumni, a season ticket holder, and put up thousands and thousands of dollars a year to get those best seats. If you just want to go to one or two games, you either sit in bad seats or you can't get seats at all because it's sold out. What we do is give regular fans access to those seats. They don't have to pay for season tickets. They don't have to go and be an alumni or donors to the university. If they just go to one game a year, they can get the best seats in the house. And those are the kind of memories we want to make for our customers.
Now, is it only sports, or can you get theater tickets or Broadway tickets?
Absolutely. I got a guy going next week.
You got a guy?
He's got a guy. I got a guy.
I've got a customer next week that's going to New York and wants to go to Wicked, calls me up, says, I want seats in the first five rows, center orchestra. I said, sure, we've got them. And I checked FedEx this morning. They're being delivered to his house today.
Ooh. Now, how about Kenny Rogers? You know that he's on here for a
reason. I thought
you
were going to hit him up for the Cubs.
Oh, the Cubs, I've already got those.
Okay.
Yeah, when people know you're a diehard fan and the Cubs and Braves play,
If you want to be upgraded, call me.
Yeah? But you're so right when you say, you know, those memories that you make with great seats. I can remember being a kid and going to see Siegfried and Roy and being so close that I get, like, slobbered on by the Lions, and that was a memory, you know, or being in the great seats behind, the dugout at the Cubs game. Now, again, Kenny Rogers, can you help me? Can you help a girl out?
Absolutely. Is he coming through town this summer? If he is, I'll check it out and let you know. That's a lot of what we do. For some reason, a lot of people don't like to go online and do things. They want to call and they want to talk to somebody that they trust and know that they're going to get them the seats that they want. The seats are going to be authentic. The tickets are going to be authentic, and that I'm going to be fair with them on the price. And so we have a lot of customers who just call me and say, you know, this is what I want. I trust you that you're going to help us out.
Do you have to call them before tickets go on sale? For like Kenny Chesney, a couple nights from now, I stood in line at Publix with my BlackBerry going online, trying to get tickets through Ticketmaster and standing in line.
Right.
Got to the front, no tickets.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not
really
kidding.
That really happens?
Yeah.
Absolutely, and I think there's a misconception out there about ticket brokers, and that if we did not exist, then those tickets, you'd be able to walk up, you know, for the show tomorrow and get the best seats in the house, and that's just not wouldn't happen, particularly for somebody popular like Kenny Chesney. Those tickets, the best seats are going to be sold. So without ticket brokers, if you're not one of the lucky few in the front of the line, you wouldn't have access to those seats at all. You'd be sitting in the lawn or, you know, listening to your radio at home.
So you're doing a service.
Absolutely. We provide a service. We don't always charge higher than face value. We're part of a network of brokers all over the country. And a lot of shows aren't like Kenny Chesney. A lot of shows like Bruce Springsteen, who was here last month, we were selling tickets for half price.
Wow. Half price? Really?
Because at a certain point, a broker who bought those tickets as an investment, particularly if they're out of town, they don't want to see zero revenue from that ticket. They'd rather get 50 to 75% than nothing and having to eat the ticket. So a lot of shows, if it looks like demand that week is not going up, it's going down instead, you know, we're able to discount the tickets. And it happens all the time. I'd say at least half the shows out there, if it gets down to it, we can discount the tickets, particularly Braves tickets. Never, ever, ever go to the box office and buy Braves tickets directly from the box office. You'll be paying too much.
What about football?
Falcons in college football, like Georgia, it's a little bit different because the Falcons generally sell most of their tickets.
Right.
So then obviously Georgia, they sell all of their tickets. So, you usually get to charge a bit of a premium for the big games for those. But even the Falcons and the Bulldogs, if it's against a lesser team, usually you can get less than face price.
That's so good to know, Lee. When I was in Chicago, I had a guy. Yeah, in Michael Jordan's big days, I mean, I had a guy. I'd be right down there. But in Atlanta, I've yet to find my guy.
Now you got a guy.
I've waited 14 years for my guy. So I'm sure a lot of listeners want you to be their guy when it comes to tickets.
You're
how
like
can they
our
reach
concierge
you?
Service.
I'm telling you.
Several of our customers are big companies here in town, law firms. I used to be a lawyer, so I have some contacts there. Who want to get tickets for their clients to entertain them. They don't have season tickets or they've already used all their season tickets and call me at the last minute and say I want really good tickets for the Hawks playoff game tonight or want seats right behind the dugout for the Cubs game next week. And they don't have those tickets, so I help them out. And, you know, they don't have to spend tens of thousands of dollars with season tickets. They only want that are going to go unused or not going to be used very well. They just want tickets for the stuff that they want. And without buying season tickets, I can help them out.
That's awesome. How can people reach you?
I have a website. It's www.takemeoutonline.com. You can also reach me by phone, 866-520-SEAT.
Cool.
Good stuff. You know, I'll be calling them.
Yeah, I found my guy, Lee. Gosh, this is a big day for me because the service you provide is very valuable. People's time is worth a lot of money.
Right.
And, you know, for me on a Saturday morning to wake up early and stand in line and then not get tickets. And I'll tell you, my daughter was online at home.
Right.
On, you know, the computer. I was on my BlackBerry and I'm still standing in line. And how frustrating. So, yeah, great
service.
And
it's not just tickets in Atlanta. It's anywhere.
Absolutely anywhere in the country. We focus on Atlanta because that's where we are. But anywhere in the country, you might be traveling this summer and want to catch a game in New York at Yankee Stadium.
What about Vegas shows?
Vegas is a little tougher. There are shows I can get in Vegas, but a lot of the tickets in Vegas are controlled by the hotels,
right,
and they give out as comps. So it's a little tougher in Vegas, but there are shows we can get in Vegas. And one last thing I'd like to mention is if you have season tickets, let's say you're a business or an individual that has season tickets and you're finding you're not using all the tickets or you're giving them away to people you don't think it's the right use for the tickets, we can help you maximize the revenue on those tickets. I can't say we'll pay you exactly what you paid for those tickets, but we can maximize the revenue and get rid of those tickets for you so that you can maximize your investment in those season tickets.
That's great. What a win-win. We love that.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for being our guest today.
Thank you for having me.
And now we've got all these listeners that have found their guy.
Their guy.
That's awesome. When it comes to the man, we've got the Hometown Times man with us, Paul Barron, who's the president and CEO of Hometown Times. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show.
Good morning, Amy. Nice to be here.
So, Paul, tell us about Hometown Times.
Well, at Hometown Times, unlike Larry, we won't be able to get you a ticket to see Kenny Rogers, but we might be able to get you a date with him.
And, ooh!
That's even better,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. you're speaking my language.
HometownTimes.com is a community of websites throughout the country. We have over 500 today in major cities and in small communities throughout the country. This is a franchise opportunity for journalists, for entrepreneurs, for community leaders, for people who are involved in either writing or journalism and want to be very active in supporting the growth of their own communities. So we provide a mechanism by which they can do that. It's an online business that promotes news, advertising, information, and events at the local level, where basically newspapers take off. That's where we begin, at the local community level.
It's really a micro-local, right? You're as local as you can be. Where
very much so. What we try to do that really distinguishes us is there's a lot of local, supposedly local news sites out there. But as we've seen here in the Atlanta area, the AJC, which is our major outlet for news, in the print version at least, has little by little over time has eliminated the outlying areas in the smaller communities, especially where I live, which is up in Forsyth County. But even in areas throughout the metropolitan area, their news, localized news, has been eliminated at the expense of, number one, a lot of jobs, a lot of coverage of information that's important to those people in those communities, their local politics, local schools, faith-based issues, and education. Everything in the community itself has been eliminated by the major outlets, and that's where we begin.
Okay, and is it all online? There isn't anything actually in print?
It's online, it's mobile, it provides information, provides everything, takes advantage of social networking. If you want to know when the next tornado warning is or when the next traffic problem might be, you'll get a Twitter alert or a Facebook alert or a mobile text that'll tell you these things, and it gives the opportunity to engage other community members at, again, the local level, whereas you have these social networkings that are, you can talk to somebody in across the world or across the country. Our efforts are strictly focused in the community. We want to promote the local businesses. We want to give people a way to promote their own interests within the community. We want to create jobs. That's one of the biggest things that's going on today. You find yourself sometimes in your life in a rare position at a good time. And right now there's literally tens of thousands of very qualified journalists and reporters out on the street right now because of what's happened in the print industry. Well, we give them an outlet to not only continue their craft and their profession, but also students. Mom and dad who just went through spending $200,000 with Junior going through school only to find out that he's got a journalism degree would like to know, well, what is he going to do with that or is she going to do with that today? Well, you know, our franchise is under $5,000 as an entry point, which is less expensive than a job search is going to be for some students coming out of school, and certainly less than the down payment for a condo to get Junior out of the house. But we do provide a career path for people when they no longer have one in the print media industry, but to leverage those skills.
Now, when you say hometown, how are you defining hometown? Like, is Atlanta a hometown, or would it have to be even smaller, so it would be Sandy Springs or Dunwoody?
Well, we actually do own a presence in every state and in every major market, so like Atlanta, San Diego, New York. But we're not competing with the AJC.
Right.
We're not competing with the New York Times
right.
or the San Francisco Chronicle. What we try to do is we try to get those are our placeholders. They attract people to our site where then they can drill down to their local communities.
Hmm.
Now, for instance, in Cumming, Georgia, we have cominghome.com. In North Fulton, it's northfultontimes.com. In Dawson County, it's in Dahlonega, it's dawsontimes.com. It's Hometown Cobb. We also try to reflect the nature of the community. If a community has a nickname mm-hmm. or if it sounds better, we don't make all of our sites called home. They're not all called Hometown Times. Hometown Times is the name of the company. HometownTimes.com is where somebody would go to find information about us. But if they become a franchisee, they raise their hand, they want to promote their community in this way, we'll create a flavor for them that's reflective of their hometown.
There's a lot to be said for that. You mentioned the tornado alerts and Twitter, and people are probably listening going, what's up with that? I grew up in Kansas, and I still keep up with my hometown online and, you know, knowing when the tornadoes were coming. That was a big deal. You'd go out on the front porch. You'd have to watch.
That's right. It would be nice to be in the basement already. But for sure, there's a lot of value to a lot of the new technologies that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many exciting things going on. We can take advantage of that at the community level. driving people to the nearest store that has a special that's going on, whether it be a restaurant or a retail or the service business. And in these days also, it's worth noting that in tougher economic times, a lot of people are staying closer to home. They are spending more money in their communities and hopefully promoting those businesses through this period of time economically. And we have a way to drive traffic to businesses. We let businesses write about themselves. We're not just all about display ads like a lot of these news sites and online vehicles. We write stories about the local businesses and issues of importance to the local community. We allow them to be seen. We allow them to rise high in the search engines. And we use a lot of technology to hopefully promote everything going on within the communities.
And how long have you been with Hometown Times?
I acquired this company last year. We created a franchise system just in February. We have our first three franchisees. The 500 sites that I mentioned are all company-owned sites available for franchisees in different communities throughout the country. And whatever communities we haven't thought of yet. So if somebody wants one, we can create one. But the company actually started in 2003. I acquired it last year because I found a very, very good model working very well in Cumming, Georgia, and we took that model and expanded it and decided to bring it nationally because of the economic times, because I saw what was happening with print newspapers and the fact that there were a lot of people looking for work. I thought this was a nice entrepreneurial outlet for their skills to continue career paths, but to give them a stake in their communities.
And no doubt when you go online with news like that, people have opinions. They want to blog about it. They want to chat and Twitter and talk about it. So it does seem really like a lot of the media and a lot of print is more online.
So yeah. There's no reason to avoid the benefits that technology offers. When you're reading an article in a newspaper, you can read it, and that's the end of it. You're interested in it. You might talk to somebody about it. When you're online and you're reading a story about something going on, whether it's a national issue, a local issue, or an issue of health or whatever, sports, you have the ability to comment on it right then mm-hmm. and there.
And share it.
And share it. You can share it with others. You can send it out to others that you know, that you don't know. You can write a comment. You can invite replies and responses. And it's, you know, and hopefully it's all for the good. And
sure. You know, the equivalent to that is my mom, who still lives in my hometown, will cut out when people get married or when people
right.
die. And then she sends them to me via snail mail. And by the time I've gotten them, it's old news. I mean, I need to teach her how to click on the link and email it to me.
They've been reincarnated and they're somebody new again.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Now, a franchise owner, what's the requirement for them? Like, do they have to really get involved in the community? What kind of person are you looking for to be a franchise owner?
Our successful franchisees can be in really one of several categories or profiles. Ideally, we'd like them to have capability to either be a writer or be somebody involved in their community. For instance, somebody involved in Rotary or Chamber of Commerce, somebody who's networked in, involved in local politics, the schools, the local faith-based organizations, and somebody who can promote the local businesses because he understands the community. That's the big distinguishing aspect, is that they live and breathe their communities, and they're very active in it. As far as the skill sets go, for writing, either they can do that, or they can certainly hire writers. They could use schools for journalists and freelance writers. And we train them in how to acquire the different news stories and news sources to populate the sites with the relevant news for that community. So we do provide all the training for that. And an advertising salesperson, that's another profile that's very successful. And then there's also the entrepreneur generally, somebody who has general business capabilities and a successful track record, can be what we call an area developer. There's two types of franchisees. Somebody who lives, breathes the community and could be a mom and pop, work out of their home. It's a very affordable franchise. As I said, the entry fee is under $5,000, and they can be in business. It does require additional commitment to market the site within their community to attract readers and an audience. But there is another whole profile called an area developer. And Lee, you mentioned, for instance, Atlanta. So a major market might have 10, 20, 30 sites that could be their own community sites all around Atlanta. But somebody may come in who has a network already built up or wants to establish a network of salespeople and leverage maybe one salesperson to work two adjacent communities.
Sure.
So they can become what we call an area developer. and there's a larger entry fee for that, depending on the demographics of the market and the population and the potential. But then they share in that growth then of the Hometown Times network in their larger market.
Sounds like a lot of opportunities, and a lot of our listeners are entrepreneurs. A lot of them are connected in the community. How can people reach you?
HometownTimes.com. The name says exactly where you can go to find out more information. It'll lead you to other sites that are around all around the country. My name is Paul Barron. My phone number is 678-571-2254. You're welcome to call me direct or go to our website and learn all about us, and we'd be happy to talk with you.
That's great. Thanks so much for being our guest today.
Thank you, Amy.
I've got a feeling we have a lot of listeners, Lee, that will be interested in that. We have a lot of folks that send us requests to learn more about franchises. And it's with the economy right now. I think folks want a proven business model in many cases. It's easier to get financing. It's also just for someone that wants to start a business, it takes out a lot of the pain.
Well, one last thing I'll say, Amy, to that point is we also offer a career path. Now in these times, I think that's really critical. And people who don't want to make the jump or make the commitment, because not everybody has the mindset to be a business owner.
Right.
And if they want to work in these skills, if they're in advertising sales, if they're in journalism, if they're a reporter, if they just want to get involved in this, we do offer work-to-own opportunities where we will take some of the revenue that a local site generates in the community and put that in a little bucket aside and help somebody become a franchise owner if they're not ready to do that yet, even though the fee is so affordable, as I said, it's less than $5,000. But at the same time, if somebody doesn't want that responsibility but they just want a career, we have opportunities in the Atlanta area and everywhere for writers, advertising salespeople.
Terrific. It's almost like putting a franchise on layaway. When's the last time you heard that, Lee? I mean, I think Max is sitting here in our studio is under 10, probably saying, what the heck is layaway? Yeah. Well, thanks so much for being with us today. Next up, and definitely last but not least, we save the best for last because Eric Stotz has something that just about every listener can use. And I know that because I've talked with him and he's very knowledgeable about his business. Anyone with employees, anyone with headaches based around those employees needs to listen up. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show, Eric Stotz of Advantech.
Thank you so much, and your check is in the mail.
Well, I love your little tagline, your people, our focus, and that kind of says it all, but we'd like for you to elaborate on that. Tell us a little bit more about Advantech.
Absolutely. Advantech is a professional HR organization. Now, what does that mean? In the past 2 weeks, I read 3 newspapers a day, and in the past 2 weeks, I have gone without one day, every single day, I see an article about the cost of healthcare and how it is crippling small and medium-sized companies. So one of the biggest advantages a company like Advantech can be to a small business owner is containing those costs of healthcare. Also, if you've been reading in the news lately, you've seen all of the various mandates and changes coming out of Washington these days. Many small business owners are now faced with ever-changing federal and state guidelines and additional administration. That's something else that can completely go away.
So my company would hire you and you're basically my HR department?
Exactly. That's exactly correct. We provide an HR infrastructure that not only helps you contain costs of health care, it reduces your employer-related liabilities, and then we can also help you provide some administrative relief.
And you know, when you talk to any company right now, healthcare is on their mind. They spend a lot of their bottom line spending, you know, for healthcare. And it seems like more and more business owners are looking for help on the HR just from the compliance component. And you mentioned earlier about a lot of changes being made. It's hard to keep up with all that. So the value you offer a company is?
Well, what we do is help them negotiate the alphabet soup that's coming out of the government. So the most recent example would be the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, which changed all of the COBRA administration and COBRA legislation, if you will, so that all of that burden comes to Advantech's shoulders. For instance, the subsidy changed from 102% to 65% on employee benefits. Well, who's going to shoulder that burden now?
Who?
The small business owner. But if you're partnered with Advantech, we do.
So then you you keep up with all those regulations, so then the business owner can just focus on their business?
Exactly. And Paul is a perfect example where his business, for instance, started in 2003, I believe just under 2 years ago. He took the helm and has now changed his business model to more of a franchise-based model and is having extreme success, and he's growing. Well, Paul does not need to be concerned about FMLA, FLSA, or ARRA. He needs to grow his business.
What are you talking about? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly is right. And there's a lot on the plate of an HR director right now. And, you know, even if a company has an HR director, where do you come into play?
Well, that's a very good question. Most of my clients will allow us to be as visible or invisible as he or she would desire. And every client and small business is different. So our biggest role with an HR department or our current HR professional is to support them. And again, every business is different. So in some cases, we are helping them with termination assistance or corrective management training or providing updated handbooks. Again, you know, let's face it, the bottom line is if we can help you save money as well as keep compliant, then it's a win-win.
Definitely a win-win. You know, you mentioned that about termination. We had a guest recently that was talking about their video camera company, like a security camera company, was booming because so many of these HR departments are having to put in video cameras for the termination process. So they have it all on video.
Documented.
Documented. You know, you don't think about that. Yeah. And there are so many things that go along with, you know, termination of an employee and the COBRA and just running you know, a company in general. You can certainly supplement an HR department, but you can actually replace it, correct?
You can. You can do both. Again, it's a company like Advantech, I would say part of our value proposition is the flexibility in our offering. So, again, we can be as customized and proactive as needed, or we can sit back and make sure that we're just giving you guidelines and best practices advice, because many clients like to reach out to us and confirm. For instance, we had a 1099 issue yesterday come up with a client of mine who's wondering, all of their freelance employees, should they be 1099 or W-2'd? And if they don't get that correct, guess who comes after them?
The IRS. Doesn't like that confusion.
Exactly. So that's when they lean on us for our expertise, guidance, and to keep them compliant. So it's all about trying to keep them insulated from any sort of government mandates, rules, regs, and fines.
But do you do things as simple as payroll?
Absolutely. That's got to be part of the component. That the payroll forges our relationship and allows our small business partners access to large group underwritten health insurance plans. So another key issue or key component to our offering is that payroll tax liability, if you stand on your own, falls to the small business. With our relationship, it actually falls under our federal tax ID. So guess what? If we make a mistake, we're on the hook.
So it's your problem?
Exactly.
So what size companies do you like to work with?
We can work with as few as 5 employees up to, as a matter of fact, we worked with a company of 1,500 last week. So our model is extremely flexible, and our product or service offering, if you will, can be taken advantage by anybody.
Now, if I had healthcare, and I'm a small business, say I'm like a 30-person firm and I have healthcare for my employees, would it be just cheaper to use you for healthcare because you have so much better buying power than I do?
You're exactly correct. I would say 95% of the time it will be cheaper today, and more importantly, it'll be cheaper in the future. Our part of our model is providing you with a cost savings today as well as predictability when you move forward in the future. If I can almost guarantee you single-digit increases in the next 5 years, think about how much money that could save you.
Lee, we're running out of time, and I'm feeling good about this show. Not only have we found the man, and now we've got our hometown news. We can stay connected. We've got our HR resource here to
let
help
me before
take out the
before
pain.
Eric goes. I want to. He wanted to mention the Rotary. Why don't
I
talk
did.
A little bit about that?
Thank you so much. My shameless plug. I was inducted into the Sandy Springs Rotary Club in January, and I've been extremely impressed with the membership. We have just under 75 members here in Sandy Springs, and if there's anybody out there who is interested in giving back to their community in a way, in a form of education and literacy for our youngsters here in Sandy Springs, anybody who wants to meet with current business and civic leaders, we're looking for new members who want to be involved in our community. As everybody is aware, Sandy Springs has been its own city now for just over 3 years. And the Sandy Springs Rotary is a wonderful outlet to not only meet civic and business leaders, but also give back to our community.
And what's the website to make sure we get that?
That would be sandyspringsrotary.org.
That's terrific. And how long have you been involved with them?
I guess since January now, so just under 6 months.
And it's obviously paid off. Your speaking skills are phenomenal. I've never met anyone in Rotary that isn't a great speaker.
Yeah, you have to be.
Yeah.
Again, checks in the mail.
Eric, thanks so much. And what's the company website so folks can find out about your services?
The website for Advantech is www.advantech-hr.com. It's advantech-hr.com.
The benefit of working with Eric, too, is he really knows his stuff. He knows what he's talking about. He taught me a lot about the
taught
HR
you.
World.
You?
Yes, he
you.
Taught me a lot.
Man,
yes.
that's good for him.
He did. Where do you think I become so wise? It's from
I
guests like Eric,
that's
right?
That's it. That's the secret.
Eric, thanks so much for being with us today. And until next week, we hope our listeners will have a fabulous week, digest all this information, make some calls to Paul and Larry and Eric, and have a fabulous week.